We begin with breaking news out of Yemen, where Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for an attack on the United Arab Emirates. Authorities reported three fires in the capital of the UAE, Abu Dhabi, early on Monday. Police say drones may have been used. They issued a statement saying three fuel tankers had exploded in the Musaffa industrial area and a fire had broken out at a construction site at the Abu Dhabi International Airport. Let's bring in Mohammed Al-Attab, who is live from Yemen's capital, Sana'a. So the Houthis claiming responsibility, Mohammed. What more details do we know? Mohammed Al-Attab, can you hear me in Sana'a? Mohammed Al-Attab, can you hear me?
Yes, the latest developments and regarding the latest escalation and also the Houthis attack on the United Arab Emirates. But so far, we haven't heard exactly the details of the this operation. Only we have heard from the Houthis spokesperson, Yahya Sarih, who said that he will give more details in the upcoming hours. We know also, according to some media means, that the Houthis have also carried out some attacks to the southern areas of the Saudi Arabia Kingdom. Also, this attack, according to the Houthis Minister of Information, he says that this attack inside the United Arab Emirates is to teach the United Arab Emirates a lesson, according to what he said, that in order to stop its involvement and also its participation in the Saudi-led coalition war in Yemen, according to his statement. Mm. But these latest developments in Yemen, also that this war is still continuing for the seventh year, the humanitarian crisis continues to further deteriorate. People are suffering from the shortage of fuel and also the lack of opportunities for their income, for their families. So the situation has reached really a difficult and a turning point. Now the Houthis have started their escalating their attacks against the United Arab Emirates. We could remember the last confiscation of the United Arab Emirates flagged cargo ship that was confiscated off the coast of the Yemeni coast. The Houthis said that it has carried out weapons and also support for the United Arab Emirates-backed forces in Socotra, while the Saudi-led coalition said that this was a medical ship. So now we are witnessing a new development. The Houthis now have attacked the airport. Also, they have attacked three fuel lorries. The situation is developing in a dangerous way that has this conflict and has spilled over to reach the United Arab Emirates, to reach the it has continued to reach the Saudi Arabia.
A significant development indeed.
They have announced and declared that they have had Houthi drones just hours minutes ago. So we hope, and also observers and political analysts hope, that this conflict could reach an end, especially that this attacks and also conflict continue to have its impact on Yemeni civilians.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Mohammed Al-Attab, with the view there from Sana'a. A significant development, as Mohammed said there. Let's discuss this further now with Hashem Ahelbara, who's covered the war in Yemen extensively. As Mohammed said there, the Houthis have regularly targeted Saudi Arabia recently. But the UAE had somewhat disengaged from this conflict as of, you know, the last few months. Mm. Why would the Houthis target them now?
So basically, when the conflict started in 2015, the Emirates and the Saudis were the key architects of the coalition that was built to defeat the Houthis. Mm-hmm. Then the Emirates started to play quite a significant role in Yemen until 2019, following some of the major attacks of the Houthis inside Saudi Arabia. Then the Emirates said, it's about time for us to pull out. The Houthis are saying that even though the Emirates managed to withdraw some of their troops, they remain quite instrumental. For example, we know that some of the elite forces in Yemen are backed, trained, and financed by the United Arab Emirates, and they are part of the operation which is underway now in Shabwa and in Marib. This is an indication that the Houthis are really frustrated with the Emirates.
They want to drag the Emiratis back into the conflict.
I was in touch with Mohammed Abdel Salam just a while ago. He's the key spokesperson of the Houthis, and he said the operation today is a message to the Emiratis that we are going to do whatever it takes to make it extremely difficult for them inside the UAE and to push all the international companies to pull out from the Emiratis unless the Emiratis stop interfering militarily, politically and economically in Saudi Arabia. So this is a message from the Houthis to the UAE.
A significant development in the conflict.
You know, for them to be able, after all these years, we're talking about almost 7 years, to send drones into the Saudi Arabia or into the UAE, it's a message that we're far from defeated. This is definitely going to further strain relations between the Emirates and Iran, because, you know, Iran, the Emirates and Saudi Arabia have been saying that the Houthis would never have been able to launch those drones had they not been given technology and support from the Iranians.
Now, the UAE state news agency Hashem is reporting that at least 3 people have been killed and 6 others injured in the explosion of that tanker in Abu Dhabi. 1 Pakistani and 2 Indian nationals killed in the explosion of the tanker trucks in Abu Dhabi and at least 6 others wounded. So, as we said, a very significant development that the conflict has now reached the UAE itself. What is the wider implication of this for the war in Yemen?
So this is exactly what is happening on the ground as we speak. President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi and his troops, backed mainly by the United Arab Emirates, have launched a major offensive and they managed to take over the province of Shabwa, which was under the control of the Houthis. Now they are launching another major operation in Marib all the way to north towards Al-Bayda. Why are they doing this? Because until a few weeks ago, if the Houthi managed to take control of Shabwa and Marib, it was going to be the beginning of the end for the internationally recognized government, a massive humiliation for the United Arab Emirates and for Saudi Arabia. Now, the Emirates managed to sort of reverse those gains made by the Houthis over the last few years, and they are making quite significant impact, particularly with the elite unit called Al-Amaliq, which is financed, backed by and trained by the United Arab Emirates. And this explains why the Houthis are frustrated. Just earlier this month, they seized a ship and they said this is an Emirati ship with military assets. There have been some negotiations to try to free the ship and release the 11 crew members. And the Houthis have been saying this has to be part of a major political deal to put an end to the conflict. That is now happening. With this particular attack today, we're likely to see further escalation in the region and particularly in Yemen. We're likely to see the Saudi-led coalition now launch major attacks against Houthis, particularly in Marib and also in the capital, Sana'a.
And just to recap for our viewers who are just joining us now, Hashem, at least 3 people have been killed and 6 others injured, according to Emirati officials, after a petrol tank explosion in the United States.